Hi, I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. This is Something Wild, our weekly examination of the flora and fauna of New Hampshire.
The snow is starting to melt.
Yeah, I always notice a stark contrast in the landscape this time of year. I was driving down the highway. One shoulder's covered with snow, the other side's bare ground, with a faint tinge of spring green shoots.
Slope and aspect, my friend.
Slope and aspect. Slope meaning the steepness of the land.
And aspect refers to the direction the land is facing.
Slope and aspect determine how much sunlight a given piece of land receives.
The landscape isn't equally endowed, and it's most evident this time of the year. The very best places to see the contrast? An east-west highway.
Wait. It's actually warming up outside. Let's take a ride.
Excellent. Too chilly for the motorcycle?
Yeah. Maybe we should take my car. I'll drive.
Hop in, Dave.
Shotgun.
You got it.
I'm Rick Canley. Good morning.
Oh, buckle up.
Okay, let's head out Route 4 east. Out my window on the passenger side, the embankment faces north. It remains snowy this time of year because it's just not getting the sunlight. Trees cast shade while the sun is streaming from the southern horizon.
Which means the bank on my side, the driver's side, gets more of that direct sunlight. The snow is melted and some plants are starting to stir.
In the spring, the first places that green up are flat open pastures or land that's angled to the south facing the sun.
The way you'd angle your solar panels on your roof to get more energy.
Yeah, the lack of direct sunlight on my side keeps north-facing sites cooler and more damp, and that also influences what kind of trees tend to grow there. Hemlock, for example, tends to favor cooler, shady, damp sites.
And since the snow melts fastest on my side, it's both warmer and drier.
Yes, and trees like white pine and red oak prefer warm, dry, well-drained sites, and they tend to grow best there.
Oak trees? That means acorns.
Acorns, beech nuts, shagbark hickory nuts.
So I've got acorns and grass on my side of the road, which turns places like this into wildlife habitat hotspots this time of year.
Yeah, like fast food restaurants. And meanwhile, the snow remains knee-deep in other parts of the forest. The contrast is really striking.
Deer, for example, they seek out the bare ground early. The greenest pastures where they can find early green shoots and sprouts.
I'd want to grab a spring salad of tender baby leaves, too, if I'd been eating bitter needles, bark, and twigs for the past 4 months.
Tell me about it. And it's more than just the deer. You may also find signs of bear and turkey.
These hot spots provide warm sun, food, and then throw in some nearby ice-free water, and it becomes a magnet for wildlife by April.
This is the place to go to find an early bite to eat.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Tell you what, I'll let you out on a little roadside place I know up ahead. You can get your own fresh green salad.
Nice. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Hey, turn up that radio.
It's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
What are you thinking? You're never going to find a parking spot again.
I'm going right back to that. The point is...
Got it.
The point is, buckle your lips. Let's get some sound.